Blog Talk Radio.
You know what it is, folks.
Make a nigga feel like one.
finesse it. Get her home and undress it. Eat her up, she wet and she won't dick, that's blessing. Get it in, caressing. She moist like my dressing. Now beat it up like that beat, bitch, I'm restless. I'm here with my crew, drinking fat cups of super juice. Getting wild, girls getting loose. In the DJ playing something new by Kurt Woodruff, a baby. Tonight I'm going crazy. We in the bitch and we kicking it to the lab. We never lazy, so.
Listen to me, well, I finesse this beat, this beat. Stand up and groove with me, baby girl. It's so good. Make you wanna eat the way she moves her hip. Make the name of beat. Like, listen to me while I finesse this beat.
Finesse it.
Make you stand up and groove with me, baby girl. Looking so good. Make you wanna eat the way she moves her hip. Make the nigga beat like what?
She move it fast and move it slow, right? She on that pole, she get that money, right? She make it clap and make it clap, right? And her body tight, her body so tight. Listen for that money coming quick. She's a super down bitch, push your white crown fit. So what you think that's all about? Her body make that money drop. So listen up, she won't stop to the bass drop. She make it pop.
Listen to me, well I finesse this beat, this beat. Stand up and groove with me, baby girl. Make you wanna eat the way she move her hips. Make the nigga beat like listen to me while I finesse this beat. Make you stand up and groove with me, baby girl, looking so good. Make you wanna eat the way she move her hips. Make the nigga beat like what?
Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. Nah, cause I don't trust nobody. Why I move by myself? I don't trust nobody. They gon' fuck around and make me catch a body. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. Cause I don't trust nobody. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. They gon' fuck around and make me catch a body. Why I move by myself?
I move by myself. I've been up on that solo shit. What the fuck is a friend? You know I don't trust the bitch. I just been out grinding hard, trying to get up all my chips. All you do is talk slick. Miss me with that sucker shit. I'm trying to stay out the way of all the drama. Killer be a kid, I'm trying not to do it, mama. Shit get hell when you live like this. But I'm a man, I got rules, I'ma die like this. Misunderstood by most motherfuckers, but I ain't scared of no motherfuckers. If the family need help, I don't tell them no motherfucker. I don't just tell them I love my little show motherfucker. Trying to do good, but I'm surrounded by evil. Trying to stay away from all these ignorant ass people. Say that they my dogs, but the motherfuckers see through. Saying you'll die for me, well I don't believe you. Laid back in my thoughts, sipping on some strong shit. They say I went loco, my mind something wrong with me. I talk to God every night before I go to sleep. Cause these thoughts in my head getting real deep. Then the insomnia hits and now I can't sleep. I be thinking too much, that's what's wrong with me. Just to survive, paranoid what you gotta be. For me to trust somebody, take a lot. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. Nah. Cause I don't trust nobody. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. They gon' fuck around and make me catch a body. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. Nah, cause I don't trust nobody. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. They gon' fuck around and make me catch a body. Why I move by myself?
Yo, keep by myself, I don't really fuck with niggas. Bitches always want me, so I never stay with them. Trust fucked up, if you play me then I kill you. Mama told me never follow boy, you a leader. One of the main reasons I never listened to a teacher. Know you like to talk, but fuck what you preaching. Way too many times a nigga been sucking deep in. Keep shit to myself, won't let a motherfucker peep in. Thoughts go to rushing when depression start to sink in. Never too emotional, never know what I'm thinking. See a sweet lick, then a nigga really planking. I don't chill with many cause they'll leave you hanging. Try to do good, but bro, I'm steady stressing. If you ever schedule me, well then I'm gonna test you. You might pray to the Lord, but I blessed you. move by myself, don't fuck.
Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. Nah, cause I don't trust nobody. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. They gon' fuck around and make me catch a body. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. Nah, cause I don't trust nobody. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. They gon' fuck around and make me catch a body. Why I move by myself?
it down right, he may put it down tight. He may even make it real white, make it real white. Long stroke up in your life. He may go to school. He may do some things I couldn't do. He may even look better to you. But does he spend time with you? Does he erase your issues? Does he surprise you with your favorite food, your favorite shoes? I bet he don't really know you like I do. Does he pray with you? Even put up with your attitude? Will he run to your rescue? Bet he won't, cause he can't love you like I love you. Loving you right, he ain't loving you right. He can't love you like I love you. Loving you right, loving you right, he ain't loving you right. Now I understand, you all excited about your new man. But who was with you when you had no plans, ain't had no friends? I was riding with you till the very end. I'll go to war for you. I would even do time for you. I would probably give my life to you. But does he spend time with you? Does he erase your issues? Surprise you with your favorite food, your favorite shoes. I bet he don't really know you like I do. Does he pray with you? Even put up with your attitude? Will he run to your rescue? Nah, I bet he won't, cause he can't love you like I love you. Loving you right, loving you right. Loving you right. He can't love you like I love you. I'm stuck with heartbreak, cause I thought you were the one for me. Don't tell me that you love me, please don't put that man above me. Baby, tell me that you love me, you better put that man above me. Yeah, tell me that you love me, don't put that man above me. Just tell me that you love me, don't put that man above me. Cause he can't love you like I love you. Loving you right, loving you right, he ain't loving you right. Love me, tell me that you love me. Tell me that you love me. Tell me that you love me.
Hey, what's going on? This is the one and only team tonight on How You Live in Radio. We are talking about whether or not a woman can be in love with someone and still manage to cheat. I put it on Instagram as a question. I put it on Facebook as a question. I put it on Tumblr as a question. And I got various responses. Some said yes, and some said no. And I'm going to ask from a male point of view, because everybody answered the question was a female. Her. Yes. Come here, please. From a, look like I can. From a male point of view.
Yeah, they can all.
From a male point of view, can a woman be in love and still cheat?
No.
Okay, you want to elaborate?
There ain't no fucking way you're in love and you're going to cheat on it. It's not possible. You can't love someone and cheat on
it. Really? Let me put it out here like this. The answer is yes. And I'm going to tell you why the answer is actually yes. The answer is actually yes because if a woman is in love with someone, but the feeling is not returned and it's not mutual and they feel like the person, the man.
Line break the fuck up to you.
But wait, listen closely. But just listen. If they're not getting, and, you know, and it does not necessarily have to be sex to cheat. From my point of view, it ain't got to be sex to cheat. You hanging out with someone all the time, and it's not the person you with. You on the phone with somebody all the time, and it's not the person you supposed to be with. You kiss someone, and it's not the person you with. That's cheat.
Then you ain't in love.
Can I finish? This is my point. If you're not getting it for women, for majority of the women, I ain't saying all females are the same, but for majority of females, it's a relationship is a mental simulation. You know, they get excited when they see somebody, no matter how long they've been with them. They you know, their heart beat fast or whatever, and they feel the person, hear that person's voice. Or even, you know, when a person makes them get to that boiling point of anger, you know, even if they don't really want to talk to them, they still want them around, you're in love. So in that aspect, you may want that person, you may still have that feeling for that person, but at the same time, if that person is not giving what you want and you may not want to leave that person, and you just may, it may start off that, you know, how most guys and most dogs sit up there and they see, because they see that in a female, you know. Guys are, you know, territorial, and not only that, but just like, you know, I'm going to put it out there, just like people, they can prey on weak women. And weak-minded women or women who are wounded emotionally show signs of it on their face. It's like you show signs of it that you have your smile on your face and in your attitude and stuff. Same goes for how you feel negative. So a guy may, you know, see that as an end. Oh, well, I can take advantage of her. Oh, what's going on? What's wrong? You can talk to me. And while they're talking to the guy, the female is getting the attention she wanted from the person she's in love with. But because she's not getting it from the person she's in love with, she's married to someone else.
You're not in love then. Stop fucking making like you should have called me for these questions. Like,
no.
Okay, all right, you love me, right?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna cheat on me even if I ain't giving you attention?
No.
Just answered your motherfucking question. We ain't talking about business holes and thoughts. We talking about woman. If a woman loves a man, I don't give a fuck how fucking unthoughtful this motherfucking nigga is. She ain't gonna cheat. I don't give a fuck. If you love somebody, you not gonna cheat. If you a hoe, if you a bitch, if you a thought, you gonna want attention from another nigga. You gonna get it. But a real woman is not going to cheat on her man. Point. Blame.
But did you hear how I worded it?
Did you hear? I don't give a fuck how you worded it. You should have told me.
No, not because you didn't understand how I worded it. Because I said, what I said was, the word female came out of my mouth. I didn't say woman. I had the word female. I said all women are not the same. I said females.
Okay, females.
And you already know what I said.
What then you talking about hoes then? You talking about a thought bitch, a trick
in bitch. In a man's mind, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah,
well, I'm talking about a woman, a real woman. I ain't talking about a stripper. I ain't talking about no hoe that walked down the street wearing little short-ass motherfucking shorts, little skirts and shit.
Wait a second, a little skirt I'm going to make you a hoe.
Yes, it do. You go,
no.
Oh, wait, hold on. You going to walk outside with a little short skirt?
Oh, that's what we're talking.
Or you want to walk? Stop.
I know. I'm not going to
talk.
No, you are. No, you already know. I don't go outside the porch with certain shorts on.
Exactly. Because you are what? Because you are a what?
A woman.
Exactly. A woman. She's got respect.
I ain't going to take the trash out like that.
A woman respects herself. A woman respects her man. Even if that nigga out doing dirt and she know about it, she still ain't gonna go the fuck out there. She gonna wait for her right opportunity to break up with the motherfucking nigga and leave his motherfucking ass. But a hoe want attention.
a whole lot of attention from everybody in every way. A woman, but a woman is not. A woman.
I don't understand whether you're in love or not, how you just cheat. I tell on myself for dumb shit. So something like that, I just can't.
I'm gonna tell you, it's the thrill. It's about the thrill of cheating.
What is
cheating
the thrill?
Is not getting caught.
Okay, but in the meantime, while you're sitting there going, I hope they don't find out. So you paranoid for the rest of the remainder of your relationship, hoping that shit motherfucker never find out. That's not a thrill. That's not a move off the ride, because eventually that shit will come right and get off the ride.
And then they'd be cool with it.
But again, I'm not going to understand in love, not in love.
If you care, if you care,
whatever.
If you care, if you care, not in love, if you care, it's going to eat you the fuck up and you're going to say something eventually. You ain't got to love somebody. But even if you care, it's going to eat you the fuck up if you cheat. But if you love somebody, you're not going to cheat.
Okay.
No, wait, hold on. Let's take that back. Wait, hold on. Let me say something. Let me take that back. You can be in love and cheat on somebody, but wait. Because there's a difference between loving somebody, having love for somebody, and being in love with somebody. If you're in love with somebody, you're not going to cheat. If you love them or you got love for them, yeah, you're going to cheat on them. It's a big difference between loving somebody, having love for somebody, and being in love with somebody. See, that's the fucked up shit that people got screwed the fuck
because
up. Because they
love
think
for somebody
that
somebody is not having you just care.
Right.
There's only love and end up. The middle part is you just care.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So you can care for somebody.
You
and
ain't got to have love for them. You just care about them.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But if you got love for this person, if you're in love with the person, you're not going to cheat. If you got love for them, you might cheat.
Okay.
If you love them, you'll cheat.
Okay.
But if you're in love with somebody, like, say, you walking down the street, and the only motherfucker that you see is this person, and that's it, that's love. That's in love with motherfucker. If you don't want to be around them, if when you see them, they make you smile and all that good shit, you're in love with them.
No, you're actually in love with them if you just think, if they don't even have to be around, you just have a semi-thought
about
about them or something stupid that they did or said.
No.
You
can be lustful with somebody and think about it. Come on, man.
I said something stupid. You're not going to think about them because you're lustful
with them. Stupid. Yes, you can.
No, and I just don't
have to. We had fun the other night.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. No, yes, you can. I mean, just something really, you just sit there and something stupid they said or did just pops into your head and it makes you smile. That is not love. That's actually love. That's not love.
No.
Yes. Yeah, so love is like, I can't wait to see him. Man, I just want to touch. That's love. When you sit there having some kind of mind frame about wanting to touch him, wanting to see him take his shirt off, that's love. When you just say, oh, man, I miss the person's voice, but you just think about their voice in your head, that's not love. That's love.
I don't feel, it ain't even no feel, I know for a fact, because I've been in love, I've had love for someone, and I love someone. When I was in love with them, I couldn't cheat. I didn't even want to look at no other chick, in no type of way, never crossed my mind. And then when that in love went away and it went to love, that's when I cheated. Because, see, you know the difference.
All right, remember that movie?
What movie?
With Robert Redford and you know, I think it was Demi Moore, after his dead husband. And he said, I want to sleep with your wife. They're a millionaire.
For $1 million.
Now, when you're married, as far as I'm concerned, when you're married and you're still relatively young, you're supposed to be in love, right? You should, anyway.
White people different. White people, not all there.
So, When you do that, what do you call it? So when he says, you know, I'll pay you a certain amount of money, let me have one night with your wife. If you're sitting there and you're throwing that opportunity, whatever, you know, decision If you're in love, would you do that?
No. You're in love with somebody, you're not going to do it. If you love them, yeah, you would. And if you have love for them, yeah, you would. But if you're in love with somebody, no, I'm not sharing. You're not going to want to share if you're in love with somebody. You're in love with them in every heart, soul, mind, body, spirit, in every way. But, like, this is what I talked to my young boy about this today at work. And he was like, man, I was in love with my girl and I felt bad about the shit afterwards. I'm like, man, you wasn't in love. You wasn't in love. Oh, man, I was with the girl for 5 years. Never cheated. Never looked at another woman or nothing. And then, you know, shit happened and nigga, you wasn't in love no more. It was the love was gone. The infatuation of the relationship was gone. But see, you got the infatuation time in relationship. Usually that lasts about 5 years. Yeah, the infatuation, unless that motherfucker just start coming out of the woodworks with shit that finding out about, then it may not last 5 years. But sometimes it's not as long. But usually the infatuation time is, you know, 5 years. Give yourself 5 years. Maybe 3. I say 3.
You going based on opinion or based on personal experience?
I'm going off of what I've been through.
Like personal
experience, but everybody's different than me. So it may not be the same with everybody else, but I'm going to say me. Me, myself, and I.
I think that eventually you say it's came before 3 years.
No, it was actually 3 years.
Oh, I know you're 3 years together, but I'm saying I think the infatuation phase.
Five. Are we good? Well, yeah, 3 years. The infatuation, I don't know. No, it was 2.5 years, something like that. Yeah.
And
I was with somebody for 5.5 years.
Yeah, I was with somebody for 6 years, and I still try to figure out why. We cool as hell now, but literally, I was like, why? I know it wasn't going nowhere. Maybe I didn't even be by myself, but I told motherfucker to be kidding me. You know
what I mean? What are you talking about?
I'm asking you.
Oh.
6 years, I was like, man, year 7 will come around the bend. I am not trying to be a Pennsylvania common law. Not happening. Yeah, you got to be, so. I didn't put up with your ass way. No. So, infatuation phrase is if I keep me mad at you and not want you around me, I'm done with infatuation phrase. I can take you and leave you, make me no difference. And that's in about a 6 month period of time. Don't take no year, 6 month period of time.
Yeah, but you gotta look at the last 3 dudes that you've been
with.
That you told me about.
There's only been 2 people that
you told me. I'm going off of what you told me in the minutes you deal with, because I know you ain't told me about everything in your life. I'm pretty sure it's some shit you ain't never told me about. But the guy that you have told me, you've been with some dumbass dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Really dumbass dudes.
There's only been 2
so,
where, I mean, if push came to shove and they came around and they asked me for something and I had it, I gave them. They're just not.
Out of all the women that I've...
No, he went again just that I still care about and I would still do something for him.
There's only 2 women in my life that I've been with that I would do something for. Counting you. That in relationships that I've been in before. There's only 2 other women that I would do anything for. You know who they are. And I ain't talking about my baby mama.
You talking about one of them?
No, see, it's the difference between a baby mom and my son's mother. It's the difference.
Okay, we're going to get this straight right now. Because this is something up. Because I got 4 girls, 3 of them. Well, 2 of them have kids. I got 4 girls. 3 of them have kids. Well, 2 of them have kids. 1 getting ready to have a kid. And neither one of them is married to the father of their child. So as far as I'm concerned, to some extent, they are a baby's mother. But one of mine is a pure breed baby mama. She is a pure BM to the fullest capacity, period. Anytime you get angry, mad, upset, frustrated, you want to vent about some money, which the father of your child, you's a baby mama. You's a pure baby mama. I don't care if it's $1, $2, $3, if it's 50 cents. Anytime you want to get into an argument, you want to vent, you want to cuss out, you want to degrade, call names, say, well, you can't see the child, or I'm not going to do this, whatever, you are a baby mother. You're a BM. Plain and simple. You're a BM. And I personally have never, ever. And if you're threatening to take them to court for child support, you definitely are a BM. That's all on your mind, friend, right then and there. Is, oh, well, you're not going to do this, but you can't see the child, and I'm going to take you to court. You're a BM. And like I said, one of my children, she is.
Well, I say I got a BM, and then I have a mom.
Again, anytime you want to have an argument about money, you be in. Oh, you want to come again and say that again?
Argue about
anytime you want to, again, have, you did nothing, and nothing that the baby's father does makes you happy. Not a thing. Nothing at all. Anything positive they do, you're not saying, well, you know, good for you, whatever. You always got to find some negativity in that shit. There's something wrong with you. Quite frankly, I didn't give a damn what neither one of my kids' father did. To this day, I don't care. One of them still trying to be nice to me, and I have not the faintest idea why. I really don't. I prefer for him not to speak to me at all. I don't even want to hear the word hi come out of this motherfucker's mouth. But it do, and I just look at him and go, why? I literally think I had 3 kids with him. Why? Why did I wait 5 years? Why? So I'm not a baby daddy. I just am not a baby mama because never took this motherfucker to go for child support. I'm not going to stop you from being a father, but I'm not going to enforce you to be a father. You either do for yours or you don't do for yours. But I'm going to make sure mine has. So, again, that's a child's mother. That's the mother of your child. A baby mama is one of them ones who, you going to give me this and you going to give me that. Well, how much you going to give me? Well, they need this and they need that. Okay, all of them, well and good. We understand they need, and I'm not faulting anyone for going to get child support, but if that's all you see is a dollar sign, you a baby mama. If that's all you see and you got custody of your child and you a dad and you may have a kid because the mother is more trustful than you, you a baby daddy. Plain and simple. And based on that, I'm trying to understand. Curtis, come here. Maybe you can help me understand this one. How is it that, how is it, you know, based on the baby mama, but we just going to lump them all together in this subject. How is guys in general going off and wiping strippers and hoops?
They hoes they damn selves. I'm not married on stripping.
I ain't even
porn star now. I wouldn't be able to do it. First of all,
are you sure that the baby yours?
Uh huh.
You ain't sure that the baby is there. I mean, you got a stripper, you know, former prostitute, whatever. Are you sure the baby is yours? When you this. How do you get one of them knocked up and then go, yeah, I got a kid coming? It's like, all right, you know they're passed, and obviously they probably didn't sleep around. Are you sure that they're not still sleeping around? Are you sure that the baby's yours?
You can't say that people can't change, but me myself, I've been, at one point in time, I was with a stripper.
And you were a stripper.
That's in my past.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was a stripper at that time. I was young. And I dated a stripper. And I just wouldn't be able to be with the stripper because I know what goes on.
But you weren't with the stripper.
Yeah.
So you know what goes on.
I wasn't really with her for that long. I was only with her for like a month.
A day is way too long.
I was with her for a month. And then I started seeing stuff that I didn't like. I was like, you know what? Nah, I can't do this. You're not about to just move into my house. Like, she actually tried to just move into my shed. The day I moved into my crib, she thought she was going to just move in and just sit her shit in my crib. I was like, you know what? This ain't going to work out. You and your kids got to go. Let me fuck out. And then she started throwing a big-ass temper tantrum and trying to act like it was her place. She was crazy. Yeah, she was crazy. I ran into a lot of, and that's one thing. Jersey bitches farted, they stupid as shit.
All men are stupid
at one point in time in our lives. You gotta make mistakes to learn. You know, you ain't the smartest when you get in a relationship and you're young, 18, and so you want
to say. You're not going to say all young people are stupid, because I can agree with that.
No, even grown ass women are stupid.
That's because they ain't get up that maturity yet. But, you know, that's where that phrase, young and dumb and full of cum comes from.
Yeah.
And even to this day, I admit, my ass was young and dumb and highly naive.
Well, with age comes intelligence, and you get smart about it.
Hopefully.
Right.
With some.
Right.
Not all. But you see, I done seen grown-ass man, 40-something, with the pants sagging and, you know, hanging in the street like they cool and they, you know, they in their 20s, you know, crack.
What is talking that shit? You know, seeing old-ass niggas 40 years old. And by the time you turn 30 years old, you still in the street. You're a dumbass. You still.
No, you said nigga.
Listen. You, first of all, if you on the corner selling drugs, you ain't making no motherfucking money.
And at 40?
You
should be a kid.
At 25, you should be done with. By 30, you should be done with that shit. If you still in the, I'm not going to say 30, 20, like 25, 21, you should, if they're going to stand on the corner selling drugs, you ain't making no money.
Fuck.
What's
wrong
with that?
They
like,
in the cold.
I went to bed with $500 thinking that shit was something. Like $500 ain't shit. I thought I was really doing it.
But you had cash in your pocket on hand.
Right. But then.
So you got people who actually have jobs, and you know they
may not
see $500 to the end of that week.
Yeah, but it's legit money. Now that I'm older now, and I think about that shit. Now that I got a job, and I'm thinking like, damn, like, because at one point in time I wanted to go back selling drugs and shit, and then I thought about the shit like, no, I can't do that. Like, this penitentiary chances, dumb shit, like. When you're 21, you don't really think about shit like that. When you're 22, 25, I can see. You hit your 30s, like, you're not really even making no fucking money, yo. If you on the corner selling drugs, you're not making money. You're not making real money.
I never dated a drug dealer.
I'm telling you, you're not really making money. And the motherfucker making money is the motherfucker supplying them. The supplier is the motherfucker making money. Honestly, for real, sir.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick song break. Let's just do this. What you want to hear, Chris?
These niggas got me bad.
All right, it's Ruffa Baby and Sid.
Yeah. Yeah. Trilly G. Will. Yeah. What the fuck you niggas really thinking? Got my name in your mouth and your bitches thinking. What the fuck you really talking about? Get rough a name up out your mouth. I'm tired of all this telling. Feels like I'm still 11. Thought we were grown, but you sit at home and you run your mouth like a snitch ass felon. See you niggas, bitch, and I never will fuck with you. We do some dirt and you go back snitching just like a bitch do. Snitches get stitches. My bad, they get bitches. They fucking with me wrong and rough. I start snatching niggas.
Got me being, I'm tired of this shit. Got people hating, everybody waiting on rough us in. Said you niggas got me being without a flying shit. Get my name up out your mouth before I bust your fucking lip. Said you niggas got me being, I'm tired of this shit. Got people hating, everybody waiting on Ruffles Vince. Said you niggas got me being with all this lame shit. Get my name up out your mouth before I bust your fucking lip. See, I'm on some real shit. Motherfuckers fake, they don't get this. Fuck your haters, think your friends, but they want my realness. Ain't do shit on your damn own. Hit me up for a mobile phone. Fuck you niggas, get a job and get it on your fucking own. Bitch, I'm in my zone, roasting niggas, riding chrome. Most these niggas out here hating, cause they don't own none. That's why they always in my business. Fuck your snitch, get your own shit, and quit running your mouth before I fucking niggas got me being. I'm tired of this shit. Got people hating, everybody waiting on Ruffles Vince. Said you niggas got me being with all this lying shit. Get my name up out your mouth before I bust your fucking lip. Said you niggas got me being. I'm tired of this shit. Got people hating, everybody waiting on Ruffles Vince. Said you niggas got me being with all this lying shit. Get my name up out your mouth before I bust your fucking lip. I hate snitches, haters, not money motivators. They just wanna get my paper, then say I'm pulling capers. Fuck you niggas with a sick dick, you pussy ass hater. You mad cause you can't stack my grip, cause you run with them fakers. It's truly G, I'm sick with it, unhealthy haters. Get fit, you niggas mad that I'm it, and got your bitch on my magic stick. Yeah, it's going down, and I'm making hella yaper. You a faker and a hater, something that I don't fuck with. Got me being, I'm tired of this shit. Got people hating, everybody waiting on Ruffles Vince. Said you niggas got me being with all this lying shit. Get my name up out your mouth before I bust your fucking lip. Said you niggas got me being. I'm tired of this shit. Got people hating, everybody waiting on Ruffles Vince. Said you niggas got me being with all this lying shit. Get my name up out your mouth before I bust your fucking lip.
Said you niggas got me being.
Said you niggas got me being.
Said you niggas got me being.
I 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 said you niggas got me being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been persuaded. on your mind? Give me what you got, give me what you got. Baby, do you feel it now? Do you feel it now? 'Cause I got so into it, but I know the truth. Yeah, you led me right to it. So what are we doing? What are we doing? Tell me, do you feel it now? Do you feel it now? 'Cause I'm so gone, so gone. Starting on them boys like it's my job. And I'm so gone, so gone. No, I'm never rolling with that pretty bag. Want me so bad, want me so bad, want me so bad. Ooh, yeah, I like that you wanna fight back. 'Cause you want me so bad, want me so bad, want me so bad.
Can a woman be in love and still cheat? Everybody had a different opinion. Not saying one opinion is better than the next. So basically the answer is yes, the answer is no. The answer basically depends on the person itself and who they are, how they are, what they do, how they think, and their morals. So based on that, we're going to call it a night. Good night. Behind the Scenes Radio will be on this weekend with Kurt ENT. We're going to go out with Darren Benson in Silence.
Wait, ENT, Roger. Roger.
I feel, I guess I'm still grieving. I wish that I could bring my nigga back. He ain't even know how much he meant to me, and that was wack. that I couldn't even express until he land on his back at his fucking funeral when I ain't know how to react. Yeah, we supposed to get rich together. God had another plan for you that was better. I sent a prayer to your mama and your whole family. Rest in peace, dog. You my homeboy forever. Yeah, I know you're living in the sky. I wish I had a better way to tell my nigga bye. Make sure you cherish every moment that you spend with your people, cause you never know tomorrow they could die. You believe in me, homie. Yeah, and for that I thank you. I know you in a better place, probably up in heaven cracking jokes with them angels. Never be forgotten as I'm writing over violins. I feel alone like I'm on my own island. I think about my nigga every day like I'm at a loss for words as I drown in the silence.
Time is taking me.
Speaking again, out the front door with nigga leaving again. I rode around the city pissed off about some bullshit you said. Make me feel like I ain't breathing again. I get back and we ain't talk to each other for like 2 days. Damn girl, who pissed in your Kool-Aid? I apologize a trillion times, making a trillion one, but this time I'm too late. Yeah, I guess you fed up with my shit. To get through that cold heart, I need an ice pick. The look on your iris so lifeless. Remember them good times we had that was priceless. Damn, did I fuck you up that bad? You need space now, I guess I respect that. I'm trying to break through the walls that you put up, but I don't even know where your head at. Yeah, I guess I better let her fly away. It's hard to cope with the pain, I wanna die today. I find a fucking hideaway to hibernate. I sit and let this liquor wash the hurt like a tidal wave. And oh yeah, by the way, if I can take all the hurt back, I'll find a way. I guess I'll pop another pill so I can sleep and let my brain cook like I put my head inside a microwave. Yeah, now I feel like a loser. I knew all the wrong I was doing, I was a loser. Now I see the light, amen, hallelujah. But I'm stuck in my shit like I sit in cow manure. Whirlwind crashing when I lost my co-pilot.